Shloka 31. Chatushatya tantraihi sakalamati sandhaya bhuvanam stitastat siddhihi prasava paratantraihi pashupatihi punastvan nirbandhat akila purushartaika gatana svatantram te tantram kshititalamavati tarat idam. Sri Akila Purusharthaika Ghatanaye Namaha. That is how Amba is addressed here in this shloka. Supposed to have the ability to attract everyone. Sarvavashikaram, Rajadware Sarvanukulam, lot of any governmental related favors, they all could be accomplished. That is the general belief. So Pashupatihi, Paramashiva, Pashunampatihi, who is the Lord of all creation, Lord Paramashiva, Atisandaya, having filled Sakala Bhuvanam, the entire world, Sakala Bhuvanam, with what? Paratantraihi, with all other tantras, such as we have seen many of them from the Shloka 11 itself, Chatushashtya Tantraihi. The 64 tantras, chatushashti means 64. So the 64 tantras, which are capable of tattat siddhi prasavaha. They are capable of giving only whatever siddhi is sought by anyone. Tattat siddhi, whatever a person wants. Only that is capable of giving that much. And sthitaha, and remains satisfied with that. Punaha, besides, tvat nirbandhat, by your compulsion, avatiratti tarate, you created kshititalam, this entire world, kshiti, this entire world, te tantram, your tantra, which is idam, what is this tantra? This Sri Vidya, which is svatantram, which is capable of akila purushartaika gatana, conferring all kinds of purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, all kinds of purusharthas it is capable of giving by itself on the devotee, or by itself. So, O mother, having deluded the entire world with the 64 tantras, which are devoted to produce various siddhis relating to each, the Lord of the Jivas, that is Paramashiva, again brought into this world due to your compulsion, this tantra, your tantra, which is the sole means of achieving by itself all the objects of human desires. That is the Purusharta. That is the Sri Vidya Tantra. So that is what is extolled here in this shloka. Japa is supposed to be done facing east in the morning 1,000 times for 45 days. Benefit is supposed to be the power to captivate all people and all prosperity. Yantra is supposed to be a gold plate. Nevedyam is honey, milk and fruits and all that. And also I have given the yantra here. Now this is another important shloka because there are all the 64 tantras and all are mentioned here. So interestingly, svatantram te tantra. I mentioned about the various traditions, the samayachara, the vamachara, the dakshinachara and the kaulachara, uttara kaulam, dakshina kaulam, various tantras are there, like various sampradayas. Traditions are there. I mentioned about them earlier. And in the Samayachara tradition, there are, you know, this Panchakam, the five sages, namely Vasishta, Sanaka, Sukacharya, Sanandana, Sanat Kumara, they all have given a Samhita called Srubhagama Panchakam. This is one Samhita, one text given by these people on all Devi worship and all, Vasishta, Sanaka, Sukacharya, Sanandana and Sanat Kumara, and they have given this. And Meru Prastara, Kailasa Prastara, Bhu Prastara, so with various angas, with various organs for, I also mentioned about the Meru Prastara and all that thing when we talked about the Sri Chakram. The Sri Chakram in two dimension, when it is represented in the three dimension, it is called a Meru. But the one given in the 64 tantras is the Kaula Marga tradition. So in the Samayachara, it is not, all the 64 are not given. They are all given in the Kaula Marga in that tradition. And in the Chandrakala Vidya Ashtakam of eight tantras, there is another section. This is called the Mishra Marga. There is Kaula Marga, I mentioned earlier also this one. The Samayachara, Vamachara and this Kaulachara, and there is a Mishra Marga also, which is a mixture of these. They are this Chandrakala, Jyotsnavadi, Kalanidhi, Kularanava, Kuleshwari, Bhuvaneshwari, you know, Bhargaspatya and Durvasamata, after Durvasa Maharishi, all that thing. So, the Vaidika Marga or the Samayachara prescribes only the Samayachara tradition. So, the Vaidika Marga prescribes only this. The Kaulachara and all, they deal so many other kinds of, you know, working with the Tantras, the Sri Chakras and all that. So, the next shloka is going to give the Samayachara. So, that is believed to give all the Purusharthas. So, the 64 Tantras that are mentioned here in this shloka, that has called the, you know, various sections are given there. There is Mahamaya Sambaram, Yogini Jala Sambaram, Bhairava Tantram. There are eight Bhairava Tantras itself. And then Bahurupa Tantram, there are eight of them. Yamala Tantram, Rudra Yamala, so many Yamala Tantras are there, eight of them. And then Chandragyanam, Malini, Mahasammohanam, there are 64. This is a very, very elaborate kind of a discipline, a tradition, where all these various Tantras are all, they are all practiced, and by practicing all of them, when a person, whatever he desires, whatever he wanted to achieve, those siddhis are supposed to have been achieved by using many of these tantric methods, and that is what is here, tat-tat siddhihi. So whatever a person desires, they are capable, all the 64 tantras are all capable of giving all that thing. So each one is supposed to give various siddhis, the, like, you know, vashyam, that is, you know, everybody is attracted, Akarshanam and Mohanam, Uchadanam. There are so many types of siddhis a person can achieve by using any of these tantras. But whatever all of them might give in various capacities, all the Purusharthas are given just by your Sri Vidya worship. Svatantram te tantram. That is your tantram, capable of Akila Purusharthaika Ghatana, conferring all the Purusharthas, Dharmam, Artha, Kamam and Moksham, to the devotee. So that is again a glorification of Sri Vidya, the Upasana of Sri Vidya of Amba. So that is given here in this shloka. Now let us bring the next shloka, shloka 32. Shiva Shaktihi Kamaha Kshitiratarvihi Shita Kiranaha Smaroham saha shakrastadanucha paramaraharayaha amikrullekabihi tisribihi avasaneshu ghatitaham bhajante varnaste tavajanani nama avayavatam. Sri Jananye Namaha, that is how Ambai is addressed. Success in all walks of life, long life, longevity. So Sri Vidya, this is the Panchadasakshari Mantra, Sarva Karya Jayam, all kinds of, you know, victory in all kinds of, you know, activities and endeavors. That is what is issued here. Panchadasakshari Mantra, the 15-lettered mantra, we have mentioned about this many times. We are going to see details of that in this shloka. Janani, O Mother, Shiva. Shiva is that refers to the Shiva Bijakshara called Ka. Ka is the Bijakshara for Shiva. And Shaktihi, Shakti Bijam, that is called A. So, Ka, A. Kamaha, Kamaha refers to the Manmatha Bijam, the Bija Mantra of Manmatha, that is called E. And Kshitihi, Kshitihi is Prithivi, the earth. The Prithivi Bijam called La. Atha Ravihi, and then the Surya Bijam, Ravihi is Surya, Surya Bijam called Ha. And Shita Kiranaha is the Chandra, Soma. Soma Bijam called Sa, and Smaraha. Smaraha is the Manmatha Bijam again, that is Ka. And Hamsaha, the Akasha Bijam in the Hamsa Mantra, Ha. And Shakraha, we are going to see all that. Shakraha is the Indra Bijam, again La. Tadanucha, and then Paramaraharayaha, Para Bijam Sa, Manmatha Bijam Ka, Hari Bijam La, all of them. Amite Varnaha, all these your letters, these are all various Bija Mantras, all these your letters, Gatitaha, they having conjoined together, Tisribihi Hrillekabihi, with the three letters, Tisribihi, with the three letters of the Bhuvaneshwari Bijam called the Hrim. We have mentioned this earlier also, Bhuvaneshwari Bijam is Hrim. Avasaneshu, at the end of each of the Kutas, the three Kutas, so the Hrim at the end of each Kutas, Bhajante, they form Tava Nama Avayavatam, the organs of your mantra. So, so many bijas are all given here. We have to see them in some detail to understand what they all signify. O mother, the letters indicative of Shiva, Shakti, Kama, and Kshiti. Kshiti is Prithivi. And then of Ravi, Surya, and the Shita Kirana, that is Soma, Smara, Hamsa, and Chakra. And thereafter of Para, Mara, and Hari, conjoined with Hrim at the end of each of the three groups constitute parts of your mantra. Your mantra is the Pancha Dasakshari mantra, which we have mentioned earlier many times. So Japa is supposed to be done again morning facing is 1000 times 45 days. Benefit is supposed to be all kinds of commercial and other success, long life, gold plate yantras, sweet rice, Indu Udundu Vada, yogurt rice, all those things, they are all mentioned here. As I told you many times, I am giving them all for the sake of completion only. So now here, we have to deal with all these various bijas and see how they all relate to this particular shloka. So in the Panchadasakshari mantra, Panchadasha is 15. So in the 15-lettered mantra earlier, the 15-lettered bija mantra, and the what are the mantra bijas there? Kayehi la hrim. Ka-e-e la hrim. These are five. This is called Vagbhava Kuta. And then ha-sa-ka-ha-la hrim. There are six of them, Kamaraja Kuta. And Sakala Hrim, four of them, this is called the Chakti Kuta. So, the 15-lettered Bijam, starting with the letter Ka, called Kadi Vidya. So, it is starting with the letter Ka, it is called Ka Adi. So, it is Kadi Vidya, that is described here. So, in the first, in the Vagbhava Kuta, Kayei La Hrim, it starts with Mooladhara Chakra, like a Pralaya Agni and touches the Anahata Chakra. Actually, if you remember that picture where I have put the various chakras, starting from Mooladhara, going through various chakras, and up to going up to Sahasrara. So here, what this does, the Vagbhava Kuta, this starts from the Mooladhara Chakra, like a Pralaya Agni, and then that is how the energy transcends when Upasana is done in this particular type of methods. And second, the Vagbhava Kuta, then the Kamaraja Kuta, and there the Bija Mantras are Ha, Sa, Ka, La, Ha, Ka, Ka, Sa, Ka, Ha, La, Hrim. So, with the luster of crores of suns, so that like Pralaya Agni, so when it comes here, crores of suns, that is like the luster, starts from the Anahata Chakra and goes up to the Ajna Chakra. Ajna Chakra is between the eyebrows. And third is Shakti Kuta, that is Sa Ka La Hrim. Again, this is with the brightness of crores of moons. They all show the various types of energies, the various types of excitement. Starts from Ajna Chakra and expands up to the center of Lalata. Lalata is the forehead. And so we have to imagine, for example, as a bunch of diamond stones in the evening, stacked one over the other, right from Mooladhara, you think of it. Various diamond stones, which are all going to be reflecting light, and they are all stacked one over the other in all the Adhara chakras, corresponding to the various kutas with various varnas, different colors, because that is how, you know, when you put diamond, different types of colors and all sorts, they are all seen here. And at the nada, at the sound, so this is how the various kutas, you can think of them as so much stacks of diamonds reflecting so much of light. And the nada, the sound, originating in the Mooladhara Chakra and going through these Bija Mantras, all of them, that appears as the thread going through these precious stones. So you have now stacked so many diamonds, so many precious stones. They are all reflecting light so much with so much of, you know, luminosity. And now they are all connected through the nada. Nada, the sound originating from the Mooladhara, going through all these bijas. And that is how it is connected. And in the three kutas, the bindu of the hrim bijam, hrim, when you write hrim, there is this bindu, the dot. that is called Vanni Kundalini. Agni refers to the Agni Kundalini, Surya Kundalini, and Soma Kundalini corresponding to the three Kundas. This also we mentioned. There is this Agni Kunda, Surya Kunda, and Soma Kunda. Above two of each one of these particular chakras, each one of them above that, we have got the various Kundas. We already mentioned about this also earlier when we described those various. So that picture, you have to bring it back into mind. And Bhaskara Raya, another commentator, great commentator of Lalita Sahasranam also, he has written a great work called Varivasya Rahasyam. And there he interprets this. How does he interpret here? All these 15 lettered Bija Mantra and all. From the vowels and consonants of the Panchadasakshari Mantra. So Panchadasakshari Mantra, there are vowels, there are consonants. Akasha, Vayu, Tejas, Appu and Prithivi, they evolve. So Akasha, space, Vayu, the air, Tejas, fire, Appu, the water and Prithivi, earth, they all evolve from the vowels and consonants of the Bija Mantra. And the properties of each one of each of them are how? If you take Akasha, Akasha space, it has got only one property, namely sound. And if you take Vayu, Vayu has got two properties, sound and touch. And if you take water, Agni, Agni has got three properties. It has got sound, it has got touch, and it also has got form. And when you take water, water has got four properties, sound, touch, form, and taste. And if you take earth, Prithivi, it has got five properties, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. So larger the number of properties, grosser is that matter. So Akasha is the subtlest, Prithivi is the grossest. So the total of 15 gunas, all these 15 gunas, so the sound is one guna, sound and touch is another two gunas. So all these 15 gunas, if you add all of them, they are only the aspects of the 15-lettered Bija Mantra. So when you, all the Bija Mantras, they signify the 15 gunas in creation of Akasha and all these various elements. And Lalita Sahasranam also, it says, Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika Swarupa Mukha Pangaja Kanta Dakati Paryanta Madhyakuta Swarupini Shakti Kutaika Tapanna Katyato Bhagadharini. So all these Vagbhava Kutam, and then so various Kutas are all mentioned in the Lalita Sahasranam also. So the Vagbhava Kuta is imagined as Amba's face. So all those group of letters, that is imagined as Amba's face. Kamaraja Kuta as the middle, that is neck portion up to the waist. And the Shakti Kuta is supposed to be Amba's lower portion, waist downwards. That is how the imagination is done when the Upasana is done in this particular method. And Shri Vidya actually in Gayatri Mantra, we generally recite it in the Tripada Gayatri. Gayatri Mantra, when we recite it in three, it's a Tripada Gayatri, Tatsavitra Varenyam, Pargo Devasya Dhimahi, Diyoyona Prachodhyaya, the three sections, three padas. But an Uttama Sadhaka, a person who is a great Sadhaka, Uttama Sadhaka, he should recite including the fourth pada also. Normally, whatever, you know, we are all practicing Gayatri Mantra, we are all only practicing the Tripada Gayatri. Whereas a Uttama Sadhaka, if he is initiated towards that, he will recite the fourth pada also. So that is called, that is actually paro rajase savadom. There is this fourth pada. That is the other mantra, which actually we are not supposed to be dealing with the details of that here. And then only Gayatri Vidya becomes complete. Gayatri Japa people may be doing. But like Sri Vidya, if somebody wants to do Gayatri Vidya, then unless you include the fourth pada, it is incomplete. Similarly, here also, in the three kutas, that is what Panchasakshari Mantra, people practice the three kutas, but the fourth kuta of the Panchasakshari is called Chandrakala Kutam. With the Rama Bijam Shreem. So Shreem is added. And with that, this gains the Shodasa Kala Purnatvam. See, you know, the 16 kalas are there. Then only it becomes Purnaha. So if a person has to attain Purnatvam, otherwise one can get lot of Siddhis. But if Purnatvam is desired, then the Shodasakala Purnatvam can be obtained only when the Chandrakala Kutam, namely the fourth Kutam involving this Ramabijam called the Shreem, that is added. So it is called Shri Vidya. That is why it is called Shri Vidya. Shri in Bijam is added. Since this is a Rahasyam, it is hidden here, and this is supposed to be Gudam, supposed to be Rahasyam. That is what Lakshmidhara interprets here. So this is Shri Vidya because of the Shri in Bijam, which is the fourth Kutam in this Chandrakala Kutam. So the first Kutam is compared to Jagradavastha. In the Panchasakshi Mantra, we also said about creation, Akasha and all those things. This also refers to the Jagradavastha, the waking state. The second Kamaraja Kuta is supposed to be Sopnavastha, dream state. And the third one, Shakti Kuta, is supposed to be the sleep state also. And Lalita Sahasranam also talks about the same thing here. Atma Vidya, Mahavidya, Shri Vidya, Kama Sevita, Shri Shodasakshari Vidya. So Shodasakshari is the 16 letters Vidya. Panchasakshari is 15 lettered, and when you add Shreem Bijam, then becomes Shodasakshari, 16 lettered Vidyam, so Trikutam Kama Kotika. So this is all based on the Kadi Vidya. We have to remember that is starting from the letter Ka. Ka Adi is Kadi Vidya. Now there is another Vidyam that is called Hadi Vidyam. That means it is going to start with the letter Ha. So, in Kaivalya Ashrama Saubhagyavardhini, we mentioned all these names, and I said there are so many commentators who commented on Saundarya Lahari, and there is one Kaivalya Ashrama, and in that Saubhagyavardhini, in that work, he says that this shloka refers to the Lopa Mudra Vidya. There is another Vidya called Lopa Mudra Vidya, or Hadi Vidya, and Durvasa Vidya, or this is called Trayodasakshari Vidya also. There are two types of Vidya. One is Hadi Vidya, that is Lopamudra Vidya. And another one is called Durvasa Vidya, after it says Durvasa. That is only 13 letter mantra. Now in the Lopamudra Vidya, Ha, Sa, Ka, La, Hrim. So Ha, Sa, Ka, Ha, La, Hrim. Sa, Ka, La, Hrim. So that is how it is arranged. So in the Vagbhava Kutam, in all those things, this is how the arrangements are. And in the Durvasa Vidya, Ha Sa Kala, Ha Sa Ka Hala, Sa Kala Hrim. So Hrim is only at the end, where the Hrim Bijam that is added only at the end. That is of the three Kutas. That is why it is Trayodasakshari, 13 lettered mantra. So there are procedures for doing japa of all these mantras, which have to be initiated by a proper guru, and then only should be followed. So each one is supposed to give so many benefits. And as I told, the Shodasakala Purnatvam is achieved by adding the Shreem Bijam also. So there are elaborate procedures when it comes to doing worship based on all these Bija mantras. All these things Acharya just indicated in one shloka, whereas this is a very, very big science where people have elaborately researched and have brought so many of these various procedures, how to achieve so many things. The Shri Vidya is a very, very elaborate, whether it is a tantric method or in the as a great mantra or a tantra or a yantra, as we already told in the Sri Chakra and all that, in all of them, Shri Vidya excels in every part of it. Let us now go to the next shloka. Let me get rid of this. I didn't close this other one also. 33. Yes, I'll be there. Smaram yonim lakshmim tritayam idam adau tava manoho nidayaike nitye niravadi mahabhogarasikaha vajanti tvam chintamani guna nibaddhakshavalayaha shivagnau jukvantaha surabhigrita dhara hutishataihi. Amba is addressed here as Sri Nityayai Namaha. Increase of all kinds of riches, prosperity, all those things are all achieved here. So Sakala Saubhagyam. So many, all kinds of Saubhagya are all achieved here. So Nitye, Amba is addressed here as Nitye, O Eternal One, Nitya, Eternal One. Mano Adav Tava. In the beginning of your, Adav means beginning, in the beginning of your Panchadasakshari mantra, Smaram refers to Smaraha is Manmata. the Manmatha Bijam is called Smaram here, the clean Bijam, Yonihi, the Bhuvaneshwari Bijam, Kreem, and Lakshmi Bijam, Shreem. All these slokas are all relating to lot of Bijam mantras. Shreem and Idantriyam Nidhaya, joining these three, AK, those few who join this thing and Upasana, Niravadi Mahabhoga Rasikaha, they know the blissful taste derived from an unbroken japa. That is Niravadi Mahabhoga Rasikaha, Chintamani Guna Nibadda Akshavalayaha. Using the continuous flow of thoughts as japamala, we are going to describe all of them. Akshamala and all we are going to describe. Shivagnam. Shivagnam refers to the Agni. Agni. Shivagni in the fire contained in the Shakti Trikona. Bhajanti Twam. Bhajanti Twam. Worship you. Jukhvantaha Surabhi Grita Dharahuti Shataihi. With the offering. How do they worship you? With the offering of hundreds of Ahuti Shataihi. Hundreds of oblations with Atmananda, which is like the ghee provided by the celestial cow Kamadenu. So when you do a homa with the ghee got from Kamadenu, how that is going to be? That is how this particular, the effect of this mantra, how it is going to be felt, that is what is described here. So Amba is addressed here as Nitya, O Eternal Amba, Eternal One. Some who are desirous of unlimited exuberant bliss, they want unlimited bliss, eternal bliss, unlimited. By placing the three bijaksharas of Smara, Bhuvaneshwari and Lakshmi, so they use these three bijaksharas, before your mantra, they worship you with rosaries made of chintamani beads. And by offering hundreds of oblations of flowing Surabhi's ghee, Surabhi's Kamadeno, Surabhi's ghee in the fire of Shiva, Shivagni. Again, morning japa facing 1000 times 45 days. Facing east, and the multiplication of riches, all kinds of prosperity, gold plate yantra, and honey, vendbongal, chitranam, they are all supposed to be the naivedyam for this. And this particular mantra also has enormous benefits that are given here in this mantra. And here, we mentioned about samayachara and all these various acharas, we told samayachara is mostly an internal worship. We have made this thing earlier, because in the Panchadasakshari Vidya, the 15-lettered Bija Mantra, worship through that, and also the Savitri Mantra. Savitri Mantra is Gayatri Mantra only, but Gayatri Mantra, it becomes Gayatri. Savitri Mantra has only three pathas. Purbhuvasvaha, Tattavatruvarenyam, Tattavatruvarenyam, Bhargavadevasadimihi, Diyayana Prachodhyadi, is called the Savitri Mantra. If you add Pranava and the Vyakriti, Om and Purbhuvasvaha, then it becomes Gayatri Mantra. So now the Panchasakshari Mantra has got three kutas and the Savitri Mantra has got three padas. And in the Panchasakshari Mantra, to the three kutas, if you add Aim, Kleem, Shreem, the three bijas, then it becomes the mantra that we just now, you know, mentioned here in this particular shloka. And in the Savitri mantra, if you add these three things, Om and the Vyakritis, then it becomes again Gayatri mantra. So both are supposed to be similar. So with the Smara, the Manmatha Bijam is Kleem, Yonihi, Bhuvaneshwari Bijam is Kreem, and Lakshmi Bijam is Shreem. So that is how they are added. That's what I said here. Before the Panchasakshari, and adding this, doing japa and offering ahuti, the oblation in the chidagni, in the this is all internal meditation. You are not physically offering anything. This is in the chidagni, in the agni which is the chidagni. One has to offer these things in oblations during the japa. You meditate all this and this. And there is a vimarsha pravana. Vimarsha pranavam. That is Aim, Hreem, Shreem, Kleem and Savho. These are all five bija mantras. And these are called Vimarsha Pranavam. All these are called Vimarsha Pranavam. And there is a Saubhagya Panchasakshari mantra where Aim, Kleem, Savho, that is taken before each kuta. For example, in Vagbhava kuta, Aim, Kleem, Savho, and that whatever mantras are there in that. అండ్ కామరాజ కూట అండ్ యజ్ఞశక్తి కూడా. బిఫోర్ ఈచ్ కూట వన్ యాడ్స్ ఐమ్ క్లీమ్ సౌకు అండ్ డూ ద ఉపాసన. బట్ అగైన్ దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ సమయ వర్షిప్ ఇంటర్నల్ ఓన్లీ, దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ నో హోమ ఆర్ ఎనిథింగ్ డన్. బట్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ శ్లోక ఇన్క్లూషన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీం హ్రీం అండ్ క్లీమ్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ అండ్ వెన్ దాట్ ఈస్ యాడెడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు గివ్ ఎనార్మస్ బెనిఫిట్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ డన్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. అండ్ ది శివ అగ్ని, శివ అగ్ని ఇట్ ఈస్ అ ట్రయాంగులర్ హోమకుండం, అగ్నికుండం. దర్ ఇస్ అ ట్రయాంగులర్ హోమకుండం అండ్ ది హోమ ఇస్ డన్ ఇన్ దాట్ హోమకుండం విత్ ది యునో కౌస్ ఘీ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది దిస్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ది మంత్ర ఆఫ్ శివోహం ఇంటర్నలీ. వన్ థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆ శివోహం, శివ 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 శివోహం సోహం భావేన భూతి పూజయ. దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ మెన్షన్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఐ ఆమ్ యూ అహమితి. That is a particular worship. So Shivoham is the worship mentally, and in the Shivagni, when they use these Bija Mantras and add these three also before them and then do the internal oblation, that is supposed to give all kinds of powers. And Surabhi, Surabhi in this loka refers to Kamadenu. It can be mentioned either taken as Kamadenu or it can be a good flavor also, a nice fragrance. That also, you know, considered Surabhi, good flavor also. And the Chintamani Guna Nibaddaksha Valayaha. This is another term we have to understand that. So there is this central bead of 51 Akshara Mala. You imagine a mala which has got 51 beads. That is 51 Aksharas. They are starting from A to Ksha. It is called Akshara Mala because it starts with the Akara, A, and ends with Kshakara. So A to Ksha is 51. So it is called this 51 Akshara Mala. And this is called Meru. So the letter Ksha, that is Meru, when performing Japa, one should not cross that. For example, when you might have observed when people do Japa, they will go on, you know, rotating from one end to the other, or to the center, for example, where the Meru, the central bead is there, the Ksha, and they will not cross it, they will again reverse back from there to the beginning. So that is how, so we just only touch that Meru and again go back. That is the convention. And so that is how this Chintamani Guna Nibaddaksha Valayaka. The Valayaka is the circle where you go on doing this japa. And Smaram Yonim Lakshmi. Smaram is the Hakara, Ha. Yonim is Sakara. And Lakshmi is Kakara. So instead of Kayeyi Lakrim, in the beginning in the Kadi Vidya, we said in the Kadi Vidya, Kayeyi Lakrim, the first, in the previous shloka, it starts with the letter Ka. Hasakaha Lakrim, that becomes Khadi Vidya. So instead of Ka, if you start with the Khasa Ka Lakrim, then that becomes Khadi Vidya. So that is the Lopa Mudra Vidya or Khadi Vidya, that is what is described in this particular shloka. These are all various, as I told, you know, they are all, people do various, various upasanas based on various siddhis they want to attain. And all those things are just in a nutshell summarized in this shloka. So it requires enormous interpretation and lot of, you know, help from so many commentators to understand them. Now only we will understand only the description. How to do those things, that's a totally different science. Let us bring the next shloka, shloka 34. Shariram tvam shamboho shashi mihira vakshoruha yugam tavatmanam manyem భగవతి నవాత్మానమనగం అత శేషేషిద్యయం ఉభయ సాధారణతయా స్థిత సంబంధో వా సమరస పరానంద పరయో. భగవత్యై నమః ఇస్ హౌ అంబాయిస్ అడ్రస్. సో గ్రేట్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్ పవర్, సకల విద్య, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సిద్ధి అండ్ all kind of sandeha nivritti, you know, no doubts about clear thinking, clear understanding, all that. Bhagavati, oh Bhagavati, manye, I see, what do I do? Shariram tvam shamboho, I think of you as the body of Shiva. Shashi mihira vakshoruha yugam, Shashi is moon, with the moon and sun as the breast. Tavatmanam navatmanam anagam, you are the flawless Shambhu, the Lord Shiva, flawless Shambhu with the nine aspects. We are going to see all that, Navatmanam. What is it? We are going to see that, all the nine aspects. Ataha, so, Sheshaha Sheshi Iti I am sambandha. What is the relationship between you and him? The relationship of the possessed and the possessor entity. Seshaha, seshi. Seshaha is the possessed. Seshi is the possessor entity. We'll see all of them. Samarasam parananda parayoho vam. In the equal stature, samarasam. In the equal stature of your form as Ananda Bhairava and Ananda Bhairavi. Sthitaha, stand in Ubaya Sadharana Taya. With equal footing, you both stand. So, O glorious Devi, you are the body of Shambhu, having the sun and moon as your breast. I consider your pure frame to be Shambhu. Hence, the relationship of the principle and the accessory, that principle and Seshaha and Seshi, principle and accessory consciousness are equipoised. Both are same only. So, if you do Shakti Vidya, Shiva Vidya is included in that. So, Japa is supposed to be done morning facing 1,000 times, 45 days. Intellectual power is supposed to be achieved. Gold plate, honey, pepper, powder, soap in ghee, all kinds of, you know, Naivedya. And the Yantra also is given here. So, here I mentioned to you that Navatmanam. What is this 9 aspects of Shiva? Shiva is supposed to have the 9 vyuhas or characteristics. There are 9 characteristics normally they symbolize Shiva. And what are the 9 characteristics? Time principle, kalam. And kula, the color. Nama, name. Jnana, chitta. Nada, bindu, kala, jiva. So, jivas. All these supposed to be the 9 vyuhas of Shiva. And the chitta is what? Ahankara, buddhi, chitta, manas, mahat, they are all called the antakarana, inner equipments. They are called the chitta here. And nada, we already mentioned about nada earlier in another instance. Para, pashyanti, madhyama, and vaikari. These are the 4 different types of sounds. And bindu refers to the 6 basic chakras in the microcosm. So we already, Adhara chakra starting from Kundalini, Swadhisthana, Manipuraka, Vishuddhi, Ahlada, Anahata, Ajna, and Sahasrara. All these various Adhara chakras. And Kala, the letters of the alphabet. All the letters of the alphabet. And Jivas, the people who enjoy all of them. So these are supposed to be the 9 vyuhas, 9 characteristics of Shiva. Similarly, Devi is also characterized by 9 vyuhas. That is called supposed to be Vami, Jyeshta, Raudri, Ambika. These are 4 upward triangles. And Icha, Kriya, Jnana, Shanta, Para. These are supposed to be the 5 downward triangles. If you remember the Shiva triangles and Shakti triangles, then we mentioned about the Sri Chakra. So all these 9. So some are characteristics of Shambhu. That is the Ananda Bhairava with those of Ananda Bhairavi. That is Para. Para is Ananda Bhairavi, Amba. So in their union of Shambhu and Amba, Shiva, in their union, Ananda Bhairava and Chit Shakti are one. And the 9 characteristics are common to both. So that is how the samarasam happens. So in their union, in the Shiva Shakti Aikyam, there is samarasam because the Ananda Bhairava and Ananda Bhairavi, they become, there is samarasam in them. So during Srishti, at the time of creation, Sthiti, that is when you maintain, sustain them, and Laya at the time of dissolution, though both are active, Shiva and Shakti are both active, Devi is the principle. After dissolution, Shakti merges with, Shakti is the Maya Tattva. This all we have mentioned earlier also, the Maya principle, the Prakriti, Maya principle that merges with Shiva, and Shiva is, and then Shiva is principle. So at the time of Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, both are active. Devi is principal. After dissolution, Shakti merges with Shiva and Shiva is principal. So Sesha, Seshi, Samarasya. That is what called Sesha, the possessor and possessor, all that I mentioned. So this is what is happening. And Shakti and Shiva are equal. So it is called Samaya and Samayaha. Samaya is Amba and Samayaha. And we said also the Samyam, the equality, both of them are supposed to be equipoised. And the Samyam is based upon 5 considerations. One is called Adhishtana Samyam. in terms of their position. Both are supposed to be same. And then in terms of their action, their activity, that is called Anushtana Samyam. Again, both are Samyam, both are same. And in the Avasthana Samyam, that is equal state. For example, whether it is Natya, Nritya, they are also called, you know, Avasthana Samyam. And then there is the Nama Samyam. Nama Samyam in terms of their name, whether it is Shiva or Shiva, so Nama Samyam. And there is a Rupa Samyam that is supposed to be, you know, the various kinds of the colors, you know, all these things, they are all the various, the three eyes, they are supposed to be Rupa Samyam. And the Stree and the Puman, Anyonyam, that is the togetherness of the Stree, that is the Stree principle, that the feminine principle, and the Puman, the male principle. So, for example, the Veda Karma, they are all supposed to be Puman Pradhana, which are supposed to be mainly for males. And Grahat Dharma is supposed to be Stree Pradhana. And both cannot sustain without the other one. Because that is how Dharma is established those days in our tradition. And so the Samyam, both this Shiva and Shakti Samyam is what is brought out in this particular shloka when the worship is done with that bhava. Let us go to the next shloka, 35. Manasvam vyomatvam marudasi marutsaratirasihim tvamapasvam bhumihim tvayi parinatayam nahi param tvameva svatmanam parinamayutum vishvavapushah chidanandakaram shivayuvati bhavena vibrishi. Again, Shiva Yuvatiyai Namaha shows Shiva Yuvati. Amba is addressed here as Shiva Yuvatiyai Namaha. So relief from all kinds of diseases, heart disease, lung disease, these are all various prescriptions. How the rishis came up to all these prescriptions, we don't know. We just only take them as information. So, Kshaya and Hridroga Nivrittihi. So, these are all Hridrogam, all kinds of, you know, heart-related problems. They are all supposed to be relieved by, you know, upasana of this particular shloka. O Devi, from Manaha, you exist as mind in where? In the Ajna Chakra. Vyomatvam, as the Akasha in the Vishuddhi Chakra. And there you exist like that as, you know, Vyamatvam. And Marutasi, as Vayu, you exist in the Anahata Chakra. And Marutsaratihiasi, as fire, in Swadhisthana Chakra. Apahatvam, you are the water principle also. Tvam Bhumihi, you are the earth principle also. Tvayi Parinatayam Nahi Param. Because you manifest as the Prapancha, there is nothing different from you. Everything is you. Tvam eva, you alone, vibrishe, you assumed Shiva Yuvati Bhavena, the form of Shiva's wife, Shiva Yuvati Bhavena, parinamayutum, manifest swatmanam Vishva Vapusha. You assumed yourself, manifest yourself as the prapancha, this entire universe, that is how you manifest. O Shiva's consort, you are the mind, akasha, air, fire, water and earth. When you have evolved thus, nothing else exists. Everything is the five elements. Yourself intending to evolve your own form into that of the universe, assume the form of consciousness and bliss. That is how you assume. Japa is then again morning facing east, 1,000 times, 45 days. Relief from all chest, lung kind of heart diseases. And gold plate, all is yantram, and payasam, honey, jaggery, all supposed to be the various naivedyam, offered to Amba. So now the Devi is portrayed in this shloka as the basic chakras. According to Uttara Kaula tradition, actually I told you about the various traditions, the Uttara Kaula tradition, Samayachara Uttara Kaula tradition, Shiva Tattva is included in the Shakti Tattva. There is no separate Shiva worship at all. That is Nahi Param, that's what is said in the shloka, nothing superior to Shakti. That is what in the Uttara Kaula, in that tradition. So the evolution of universe is made up of five elements in the time of Srishti. So Parinatayam, that refers to the cause and effect relationship. This is the cause and this is the effect. He that refers emphasis, no further transformation, and Shakti alone exists. That again, to make the emphasis, Shakti alone exists. So you alone are Chidananda Karam, that Ananda. Chidananda is yourself. Actually, the author of, Aruna Modini, there is another commentary. He says, the Ashta Murtitvam of Devi, the eight different aspects, eight different Murti Bhavas of Devi, that is what is given in the shloka. So in the Manastatvam, in the principle of mind, in the Ajna Chakra, there are the two Murtis, the Purusha and the Adidevata Chandra. See, Manaso Devata Chandra Maha. For every one of these faculties, there is an Adidevata, a presiding deity. And the presiding deity of Manas is supposed to be Chandra, the moon. So the two Murtis in the Manas Tattva, in the Ajna Chakra, what are those? The two petal lotus, they are the Purusha and Chandra, the moon. They are indicated. So when you worship in these things, all these deities are worshipped. In Marutsarathihi is Annognihi, Agni Tattvam, and Surya, they both are indicated in that. So these two Murtis. Similarly, including other murtis, the Prithvi Tattvam, the Apatattvam, the Tejas Tattvam, Vayu Tattvam, Akasha Tattvam, for all of them, the respective murtis are invoked, and that is how all this, so in this particular interpretation, in Aruna Modini, the author indicates that this refers to the Ashta Murtitvam of Devi. So the various aspects, everything is Amba only ultimately, but the various aspects of her, the various ways, they all manifest, in the entire creation, and that is what is also worshipped along with this worship of Amba through this method. Let us go to the next shloka. Shloka 36. Shloka 36, yeah. Sorry, another complicated shloka. Tavagya chakrastham tapana shashi koti dyutidharam Param Shambhum Vande Parimilita Parshvam Parachita Yamaradhyan Bhaktya Ravi Shashi Suchinama Vishaye Niraloke Loke Nivasatihi Baloka Bhuvane. Shri Devyai Namaha, again relief from all kinds of diseases. See, even in the Achidra Prashnam, Hridrogam mama surya harimanam cha nashaya. So even hridrogam, all kinds of jaundice kind of related diseases, even Vedamantra prescribes by reciting these mantras and doing this japa and all, even they are capable of eliminating even all kinds of such diseases. Even Vedas say that. So that's, I just want to mention to you, when they say all these things in this shlokas, they are all derivatives from the Vedas only. O Devi, Param Shambhum Vande. Worship that Paramashiva, Param Shambhum, who is Tavagnya Chakrastham, who is in your Ajna Chakra, Tava Ajna Chakrastham. Tapana Shashi Koti Didharam. How brilliant he is. As brilliant as crores of moons and suns. Tapana Shashi Koti Didharam. Parimilita Parshvam Parashita. Whose left side is integrated with the supreme consciousness embodied as the Devi. Left side is occupied by Amba, Ardhanari. Left side is occupied by Amba as the supreme consciousness. Yam Aradhyan Bhaktya. The person whomsoever worships him like that, worships the Lord like this, in this manner. Baloka Bhuvane Nivasatihi. That person will definitely attain Sayujya Padavi with you, Amba, which Ravi Shashi Suchinam Avishaye, which is beyond the light of sun, moon, fire, all those people, beyond all of them, and Niraloke Aloke, beyond all that is perceptible and all that is imperceptible also. Such is your power. So I bow to Parameshwara, resting in your Ajna Chakra, enveloped by Parachit, on the sides and having the splendor of crores of suns and moons, having worshipped whom with devotion, one lives in the Sahasrara, Sahasrara Chakra, that is the highest, where the Adhar Chakras, Muladhara up to Sahasrara, the land of eternal moonshine, which is out of reach of the sun, moon and fire, and far beyond the ken of all and devoid of light. So that is supposed to be the place where a person can reach, which is difficult even for all those other divinities, luminaries to reach. So morning facing east, 1,000 times, 45 days, elimination of all kinds of afflictions, diseases and all, gold plate, payasam, vadai and all those supposed to be the nevedya for this particular shloka. And again, this shloka also is a slightly complex shloka. I hope I will be able to complete it today. So tavajna chakrastham. Lakshmidhara, there is another commentator, I mentioned about his name a few times. He's a great commentator. He says, tava shabdena, when they utter the word tava, so tava ajna, the tava, that word tava, so tava shabdena, sadhakasya means whomsoever is meditating. Bru madhyantargatam, shiva chakra chatushtayam katyate, natu dividalam padam. He is now trying to explain. The letter tava, the word tava, that indicates the 4 Shiva chakras in between the eyebrows and not 2. You know, earlier we mentioned 2 because supposed to be 2 petaled lotus. If you remember the various chakras. But he mentions this is 4. 4 Shiva chakras is what is mentioned here. So tava indicates the 4 Shiva chakras in between the eyebrows and not 2. So tavajna chakrastham. And there is another interpreter called the Kameshwara Suri. And he indicates this is 2-petaled Ajna Chakra only in between the eyebrows. That's what he is telling. Similarly, the next 5 shlokas also indicate the respective chakras, various chakras. So Ajna Chakras, each shloka indicates a particular chakra. We are going to see when we read all those shlokas. So between commentators, they differ in the way they interpret the shloka because it all depends on the upasaka, sadhaka again. So shloka 36 to 41, they are normally recited in the Arohana Krama, that is by reversal, because you know from Mooladhara to Sahasrara, how it is, that is called Arohanam, but there is a reversal here. In the Ajna Chakra, so Parashambhu and Chitparamba, that is how the worship of Amba in the Paramashiva is worshipped in the Ajna Chakra. So one imagines, as I told in the Samayachara, it is all an internal worship. One imagines all these various divinities in the various chakras and then worship them. So in the Ajna Chakra, Parashambhu and Chitparamba, they are worshipped. And again, there is an interesting interpretation. Why it is called Ajna Chakra? Ajna Chakra, because it is Ishvara's Ajna commandment. That is what is manifested in the Jiva in that location. So in between the eyebrows, that is supposed to be one of the points. Normally when people, even they want to hypnotize people and all, they say, you know, they concentrate in between. All kinds of things are all told. I don't know whether those information have any factual basis or not. I don't know, but I have heard. So Ishvara's Ajna is manifested in the Jiva in that location, that is in between the eyebrows. So in that place, the Kameshwara Mahalinga is surrounded by Saguna and Nirguna aspects both. That is very important because in all our worship, even in Rudram and all that thing, both the Saguna and Nirguna aspects of the Lord is worshipped. And here also, in this Kameshwara Mahalinga, that in that location when the worship is done, supposed to be surrounded by both the Saguna aspect and the Nirguna aspect. Actually, if you go to Kashi Kshetram, Kashi Kshetram is supposed to be the Ajna Kshetram in India. If you take India, Kashi is supposed to be the Ajna Chakra Kshetram, and there Durga and Vishalakshi, they are supposed to be the main Shaktis in Kashi. So they both are worshipped there. And there is this Niraloke Loke, there is one particular sign in the last line, Niraloke Loke. So the beyond, Niraloke means beyond the vision of the eyes. Actually, I quoted this shloka in Katopanishad also. Earlier, natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam, nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam तस्य भाषा सर्वमिदं विभाति. सो नतत्र सूर्यो भाति न चंद्र तारकम. सूर्यः सूर्यम दि चंद्र एंड तारकम ऑल दि स्टार्स एंड देन विद्युतो लाइटनिंग नन ऑफ दोस थिंग दे डोंट शाइन एट ऑल. यू नो हाउ अग्नि कैन शाइन, हाउ अग्नि कैन शाइन, ऑल ऑफ देम दे शाइन बेस्ड ऑन दैट स्वयं प्रकाश रूपिणी नमः दैट चैतन्यम दैट स्वयं प्रकाश चैतन्यम getting the borrowing the splendor from that chaitanyam only they all shine. They cannot shine by themselves. Same way without Amba, without that Shakti Tattvam, there is nothing that can exist, that can sustain in this world. That is how the worship is done. And the 360 rays in Agni, Surya and Chandrakanda, if you again remember when we I put one table and I mentioned in various places how the 360 days of an year are derived from in various chakras. Each one I put how many mayukas are there, so many rays, all that thing. I don't know if you remember all that, that picture. So in that picture, we arrived at this number 360, accounting for the mayukas in each one of those various adhara chakras. So, and all the six adhara chakras, they are now divided into three khandas. That also I have mentioned at that time, Agni Khanda, Surya Khanda and Soma Khanda. So, they don't go beyond the Ajna Chakra. What shines in the Sahasrara above is another Nitya Chandra Kala, which is directly Amba Swarupam only. So up to the Ajna Chakra, whatever is there in the, all the three, you know, the Agni Kanda, Surya Kanda, Chandra Kanda, they are all, they may be there in those places only, but they don't go beyond Ajna Chakra. But what is there beyond is Amba's infinite bliss only, Amba's in that form only. So that is what is again imagined here in this particular shloka when they worship Amba through this particular type of worship. And when these shlokas are recited, all these things Acharya implies, and just to understand them, otherwise it will be like Greek and Latin. If you don't know how to relate to each of them, it will be already Greek and Latin, even if you understand why. If you know what are the things, to relate to them is another bigger effort. And that requires enormous reading and a lot of initiation by a guru, a competent guru, and so many other things are involved. So even though these things are all read here, one should not try to directly attempt to do any of these various tantric methods without proper initiation by a guru. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha prasishtitah tasya prakriti linasya ya parasa maheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana. I don't know whether audio comes now, because you are participating via phone, so you may be able to hear. I don't know whether, because I turned off only the screen sharing and this one, yeah, came back. I know, now I understand why. When I stop recording, the audio goes away. Now, in the process, we understood one thing. Because after the lecture is done, I stop the recording. I hit the recording button. I stop it, and at that time, I think the audio also goes away. I don't know why it's not supposed to do that, but I don't know now why it goes back. Okay, so now that there is this thing, thanks, Anupam. You are really very perseverant. It's about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning for you, I guess. Anyway, I should, instead of wishing good night to all of the others, I will wish you a good morning again. Okay, thank you very much. All the best. I'm going to sign off now.